This is Anatomy of Success, and I'm your host, Steve Wollenhaus. Welcome this week to be more positive about life and complain a little less. Let's do seven things. Let's get started. Welcome to Anatomy of Success, where each and every week we gather here and we talk about something related to my four tenets of equanimity: better health, healthy relationships, healthy intimate relationships, and more satisfying work. We're always focused on doing what we can every day to improve and grow and move in the direction of finding greater life satisfaction, more happiness, and alleviating stress and anxiety in the process. If you like the sounds of that, if you enjoy what we're doing here, we'd love to have you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Find us on audio podcasts all over the place, too, and you can take us on the go if you prefer there to subscribe. And then go by weatherology.com. You'll find the Weatherology mobile app. It's free. Find me under About Us at the top of that page. You can follow along, connect with me on social media. Now, picking our social circle carefully is really critical because being surrounded by chronic complainers is unhealthy. Like any other bad habit, whining is detrimental to our health and leaves a terrible impression on positive people. And we want to be around positive people, trust me. Our brain gravitates in the direction of simplicity. Less work is better. Once we ease into the routine of lamenting, pathways in our brain are created which stimulate the flow of that information. That makes the behavior much easier to repeat in the future. Many people aren't even aware of their propensity to complain. It becomes part of their vernacular. Once this negative circuitry has been established, the bridge is fortified. It's easier to take the same reliable path once the bridge is built than deviate and discover other alternatives. So we stumble into this predictable pattern of complaining at the expense of being more positive. It's an automatic behavior that creates unintended side effects. Scientists at Stanford University have demonstrated complaining affects our hippocampus, the area of our brain that impacts intelligent thought and problem solving. Bottom line, complaining isn't healthy, but there are some things that we can do to improve that. Here are seven things to know about the dangers of complaining. Health. When we complain, our body releases cortisol, which is the hormone related to stress. And that pushes our body into fight or flight mode and moves energy away from vital bodily functions. The result? Blood pressure can rise along with blood sugar levels. This has a negative impact on our immune system and can increase our susceptibility to a variety of health-related problems. Proximity. Humans are social creatures, so it's super easy to commiserate with people in close proximity. If our social circle of friends and colleagues happen to be highly negative complainers, we suffer the ramifications. Whiners love company and they congregate together, and they empower their negativity by joining in conversations that reaffirm these negative thoughts and feelings. We need to pick our friends wisely and set very firm boundaries with complainers at work and in our neighborhoods. Gratitude. Having a positive attitude and being grateful is a great place to start. When we recognize our tendency to complain, we can shift our attention to something positive. Being grateful for our health, great friends, or a beautiful day. In the process, we regulate the flow of cortisol and improve our mood. We also stimulate positive energy, and the result? Less anxiety and less stress. Solutions. When people complain, they are part of the problem. Spewing negativity into the world is easy. Coming up with solutions requires originality, innovation, and focus. We can focus on becoming a solution-oriented person, and those are the kind of people I would suggest we prefer to be around. Purpose. Chronic complainers have developed a pattern of lamenting about everything. It's negative and counterproductive because they never do anything about the things they bitch about. People who lack direction, passion, and purpose are guilty of falling into that trap. When we focus on cultivating purpose, we are too busy to ruminate with negative people that have nothing positive to say. Positive. Training ourselves to be more positive is essential to break the habit of negativity. How we speak to ourselves is a great place to start, and how we communicate is equally as important. Taking a deep breath and carefully considering what we plan to say can make a huge difference in how we communicate. We can change the direction of a negative conversation by concentrating on utilizing positive language. Most negative encounters can be diffused with a little positivity. focused. Most people that complain meander all over the place as they spew their vitriol of negativity. If we have something legitimate to complain about, stay focused. Concentrate on the grievance and employ some decorum in communication and communicating our thoughts. We can learn to discuss delicate topics without sounding like a negative whiner. We have to stay focused on the subject and stay focused on communicating that thought empathetically. Okay, today we talked about some things that might make us feel a bit uncomfortable because we're all probably guilty from time to time of complaining a little bit. But the key in life is to try to resist that and move in a more positive direction, which is the purpose of our discussion, and I hope it helped here today. This is Anatomy of Success, and I'm your host, Steve Wollenhaus. Thanks for joining us. Until next week, let's stay focused, let's stay positive, and let's stay optimistic.